The bells are ringing. That's the sound of a train chugging across the railroad tracks. They whip through the Glendale station all day long, but many of the passengers getting ready to board have questions and need answers. The train ambassadors come to their rescue.
If they walk in and they have that kind of lost look in their eyes and you see them looking around and reading the signs that says Metrolink boarding, Amtrak boarding, then you will probably say, do you need some help?
That's 77-year-old John Lee, who's been at it since the 1970s. He, along with a dozen other retirees, volunteer their time to guide clueless passengers.
What is the main office where they can go?
There's no office.
It's Hortensia Perez's first time at the station, and she appreciates the ambassador's guidance.
I really don't know how to go around, so they give you at least some hints, we know where to go.
Trains don't generally get as good.
John Lee and his girlfriend Millie Gautier met at this station, and now they serve as ambassadors together.
My husband was a railroad nut. So when we started going together, we started watching trains, and I thought, oh, hey, this is kind of fun. Okay. Then 42 years later, when he died, I thought, well, just because he's gone doesn't mean I have to stop watching trains.
Millie decided to go to Lancaster this morning. Her form of transportation? A train, of course.
There's nothing at home that won't wait until tomorrow. The dusting will still be there, and the dishes are done, and the laundry is done. So, phooey, I'm going to ride a train.
Here comes her train to Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. See you
okay,
tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Best transmission was the engineer.
Another ambassador, 73-year-old Gene Kramer, carries a scanner. He programs it so that he can listen to the Metrolink dispatcher.
Metrolink 108, Green Fletcher up.
Well, I can find out where the trains are, and I can advise people if their train is going to be late or just exactly what's going on.
Ambassador Edwin Feilich also takes his job seriously. He means business.
I give them the answer, an exact answer. We don't give guesses here. We give exact facts.
And facts they are. The ambassadors can recite the morning train schedule by heart. Gene Kramer.
There's one out of here at 7:41 in the morning.
He's even saved a woman's life.
I know one day I had to grab a hold of some lady and put a bear hug on her to keep her from jumping out in front of a train.
But just giving tidbits of information.
And if you want to watch the ocean go by, you want to sit on this side.
Keep passengers at ease. 78-year-old Celine Hoffman is legally blind. She and her husband are heading to Oceanside to visit their daughter, but they needed some assistance.
Next to the ocean, and your seat is facing forward.
Well, he seemed to know what he was doing, that's for sure. And he gave us the directions very plain and clear and asked if we needed any further help.
The ambassadors say they do it for the love of trains.
Because I enjoy every moment of it. I drive 11 miles each way to get here in the mornings, and I am here every morning.
Makes me happy.
In the blood, I guess. Either you love trains or you hate trains.
Danged if I know. It's just something that happened, and the longer you do it, the more involved you become, and there's no end to it.
There's just no stopping those trains, nor those ambassadors. They're a fixture to the Glendale station. And they keep moving along.
That's in Glendale. Come watch all the trains rolling through.
In Glendale, Deborah Green, Annenberg Radio News.
And the superliners painted gray and blue.